Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's December 18th, 2013, a week before Christmas. Wow, what a fantastic year it's been so far. In just a few moments, we'll be concluding a Haven Today Christmas special by Charles Morris. This was a 55-minute broadcast that I've broken down into three Mark and Friend morning programs, and today is the third installment. So if you've missed the music and devotional thoughts by Charles, all three programs are archived at greatnewsradio.org. Quick reminder, this Saturday at the Effingham Performance Center, 1325 Outer Belt West in Effingham, the Singing Men of GNN, along with Scott Waddles and Blue Suede Crew and other special guests, are putting on a great Christmas concert. Tickets are only $10. You can purchase them at the door or call the Effingham Performance Center at 217-540-2788 for directions or more information. We'll jump right into the program. Charles Morris is talking about the promises from Ezekiel, how the good shepherd came to the shepherds, emphasizing the good news message that the Messiah had come. Here's Charles Morris.
He promises in Ezekiel 34, I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. The angels came to shepherds, watching over their flocks by night, and told them that their shepherd had come. The shepherds in the field would become the sheep. Another promise from Ezekiel 34, I will place over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will tend them. He will tend them and be their shepherd. Why were the shepherds chosen to hear this news? Because they needed to go see the Messiah. They needed to become like little needy sheep herded by the bright light of a star to a place in Bethlehem, where a baby was wrapped in swaddling clothes. These shepherds, unknown, watching in the dark, had finally been found by their shepherd, the good shepherd. Jesus had come.
Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild. God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise. Join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim. Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace. The Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that men no more may die. Born to raise the sun. to the newborn King.
Miles from their album called Believe, and Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Now, let's hear from children's author Sally Lloyd-Jones, sharing with us, in her own unique way, how Mary found out that Jesus was soon to be born.
He's here, the Nativity from Luke 1 to 2. Everything was ready. The moment God had been waiting for was here at last. God was coming to help his people, just as he promised in the beginning. But how would he come? What would he be like? What would he do? Mountains would have bowed down. Seas would have roared. Trees would have clapped their hands. But the earth held its breath. As silent as snow falling, he came in. And when no one was looking, in the darkness he came. There was a young girl who was engaged to a man named Joseph. Joseph was the great-great-great-great-great-grandson of King David. One morning, this girl was minding her own business when suddenly a great warrior of light appeared right there in her bedroom. He was Gabriel, and he was an angel, a special messenger from heaven. When she saw the tall, shining man standing there, Mary was frightened. "You don't need to be scared," Gabriel said. "God is very happy with you." Mary looked around to see if perhaps he was talking to someone else. "Mary," Gabriel said, and he laughed with such gladness that Mary's eyes filled with sudden tears. "Mary, you're going to have a baby, a little boy. You will call him Jesus. He is God's own son. He's the one. He's the rescuer. The God who flung planets into space and kept them whirling around and around. The God who made the universe with just a word. The one who could do anything at all. Was making himself small and coming down as a baby."
How many times have you heard Luke chapter 2? How many more times do we need to hear it again? In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because in Bethlehem, there was no room to rent.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my
Thank you. the Haven Quartet, and Away in the Manger. Luke 2 in verse 15 goes on to say, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and let's see this thing that has happened which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round young virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Yes, you're tuned in to the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. This is our third installment of a Haven Today Christmas special titled Jesus Has Come to Our World, hosted by Charles Morris, who Monday through Friday can be heard on Haven Today, broadcast on WGNJ at 6 p.m. or on WGNN at 11 p.m. Today's broadcast is part three of a 55-minute Christmas special that I've broken down into the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends. Joey Kroll will give a Christmas thought tomorrow, and then I'll have co-host Pastor Jason Schiffo in the studio for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. I hope you'll make Great News Radio your home on the dial for great God-honoring Christmas music. We're 100% listener-supported, and your gift at this time is certainly needed, appreciated, and will be put to good use. You can write to us at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can even call in a donation by dialing 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. Now back to the Haven Today Christmas special, hosted by Charles Morris, titled Jesus Has Come to Our World. Can I get an amen?
From an album called Peace on Earth, a group with a name I like so much, Casting Crowns, and an album Peace on Earth, Silent Night. You're listening to Jesus Has Come to Our World, a Haven Today Christmas special. I'm Charles Morris. What reflections might strengthen and encourage a young poet facing the possibility of his untimely death? William Chatterton Dix was an insurance salesman whose heart was to write poetry. Encouraged by his father, who had christened him after a well-known English poet named Chatterton, William pursued this passion. He mixed his day job, selling insurance, with his hobby, writing verse. But William wouldn't permanently multitask. At a young 29, he was struck with a disease that restricted him to his bed for 6 months. In those long days and nights, he reflected on the nature of God and on his faith and the power of Jesus to save him from sickness and the threatening possibility of death. It was in this state of soul-searching that William Chatterton Dix wrote a poem that would be adapted into a famous Christmas carol, What Child Is This? The carol opens asking, What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping? Perhaps these were young William's reflections in those dark hours of depression, sickness, and waiting. In the Gospel of Luke, the old man Simeon, who had been waiting for the birth of the Messiah, prophesied these words, This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. William Dix may have been thinking, what kind of child could have such wonderful and awe-inspiring words predicted of him? But William doesn't just ask questions in this carol. He answers those questions. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him laud, the babe, the son of Mary. The Son of God, fully human and fully divine, had chosen a manger to be his throne. If Jesus could endure such a reduction, even while remaining the King, then we, together with the author of this wonderful carol, can look to him even when we face threatening circumstances and even our own deaths, as we believe that our King will shepherd us through the valley of the shadow of death. So, what child is this? Can I trust this child? Can I hope in this child? Yes, this is Christ the King.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him laud, the babe, the son of Mary. So
Francesca Battistelli and William Chatterton Dix's What Child Is This? Now, may the peace of Christ, the Christ of Christmas, rule in your heart. As a member of one body, his church, you were called to this peace. Be thankful, and let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. And whatever you do, from this Christmas celebration onward, whether in word, or whether in deed, or whether in song, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Merry Christmas.
Well, that completes a Haven Today Christmas special hosted by Charles Morris, titled Jesus Has Come to Our World. Amen, amen, He has, and may you get to know Him in a special way during this Advent season and well beyond, right up until eternity. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.